Creating Change with Doug Foresta, a show dedicated to creativity and emotional healing. Creating Change on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Doug Foresta.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Creating Change. This is your host, Doug Foresta. Today, I want to talk about where to begin. If you were wanting to start a new brand, to share your voice in the world, build a following, where would you begin? And that's what I'm going to share with you today, my thoughts about that as it stands as of this recording. First, I just want to say the idea of new beginnings has been on my mind because I actually just got married after, for those of you that are listening and know my story, I got divorced in 2011. And so it's been almost 7 years. Just about 7 years. And so this new beginning, you know, this idea of new beginnings. And at the same time, I have in my podcast production business, I have many people who are starting anew. And some of those people have a considerable following. It's not as if they haven't been sharing their voice in some way, but maybe there's something new that they wanted to do, right? So it isn't necessarily that they've never shared anything on social media or they've never put their voice out there, but maybe they have a new book or they have a new program or something that they want to share. And the idea of how do you start to, if you were to start from scratch, I mean, scratch being you haven't shared on this topic before, doesn't mean that you don't have an email list. It doesn't mean that you haven't been online or you don't have social media accounts. But where would you start if you were going to start anew? And before I start that, you know, I just want to share with you, one of my favorite lines is from The Chosen by the book, The Chosen by Chaim Potok. If you've ever checked out the book or if you're familiar with Chaim Potok, if you're not familiar with him, I definitely recommend checking him out. He was an amazing writer. And Chaim Potok, it's P-O-T-O-K. He, in the beginning of The Chosen, I think it's one of the first lines, he says, all beginnings are difficult. You know, it's from Hebrew. It's a saying, all beginnings are difficult. And, you know, to some degree, I think that that's true. But at the same time, I think beginnings can also be exciting, right? Beginnings are filled with possibility. So I have, for example, someone who reached out to me recently, and he has been doing a work with corporate social responsibility for many years. And now wants to get that work out in a bigger way. And so we're talking about how do you do that? How do you share that content in a bigger way? What I would say to you is, first of all, there is no one right way to do it. And one of the things that I tell people is share content in the way that you enjoy taking in content. However, I do think that there are some things to think about when it comes to beginning and it comes to sharing content. So, for example, certainly you could write long form blogs on a topic, and there's a lot of benefit to writing long form blogs, especially SEO benefit. There's just an enormous, enormous benefit to that. But I would say that if I were to say to someone starting out, you know, where would I start? I would not start with writing long form blogs. I think at some point you can get there, but I would actually start with videos and audio. First of all, the Facebook is moving more and more. If you've been watching some of the trends in Facebook, you know, Facebook has been moving more towards video and really encouraging people to do Facebook Lives and use the Facebook video, not so much to post content from YouTube, but to directly post videos into Facebook. So there's no question that video is a great place to be. And there's no question that audio is a great place to be. It's, you know, depending on what statistics you read, it's about 70 million Americans listen to podcasts on a monthly basis. So there's a lot of audio content that's being generated. And the nice thing about video and audio, I'm going to break this down, is that I think it works really well for our multitasking world. I think just in general, we are tending to read less and we're taking in content in ways that allow us to multitask more just because we're so busy, right? And that's a whole other topic into itself about should we be so busy, but that's the reality. So if I were to start out, what I'd encourage you to do is to think about, you know, one of the things that I do with clients and one of the things I see people do with good success is to repurpose, for example, a Facebook Live. So you could do some short Facebook Live videos and take the audio, have the audio removed, and turn that into an audio podcast. So people can, they can, you know, watch your video on Facebook Live. It remains up on your, on your, you know, on your page. So they can still, they can still watch it. In fact, most of the views to Facebook Live are going to happen not live. They're actually going to happen after the fact. But you can take that audio and then you can turn that into a podcast. And what I like about that, I think what's great about it is it allows you to create content rather quickly, because you can outline, you know, all you need to do is create an outline of what you want to say. And, you know, one of the things with video that I find is sometimes people are worried about how they look. Now, you know, I'm a bald guy. So, you know, I get out of bed. This is, you know, it's as good as it's going to get. You know, when I pop out of bed, never have a bad hair day. So it's kind of easy for me in a way to be on video. But I will say a little bit about video just to say, it's not a bad idea to get a little bit of help from someone about lighting tips and things like that. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, a Facebook Live video does not have to be and shouldn't be anything like a Steven Spielberg movie. It's, the idea is that it's, you know, simple, direct, talking head, but people want to see you, right? When people are able to see you, it really does build a lot of trust with an audience. So when you're first starting out, and this is another reason that I think that that video and audio has an advantage over blogging, is that people can see you, they can hear you. It's going to build trust more quickly. Now, you know, these aren't absolute rules. Are there people that start out with long form blogging and build audiences? Absolutely. No question about it. I mean, that can absolutely happen. But, you know, giving you my perspective, I really like the idea of audio and video content as a way to start building a tribe. The other thing is that, not to get too caught up in the medium itself, and to really focus on your message. So if you need to get some help with creating the videos or how to start a podcast, I always tell people, you know, work with someone who will help you to work that stuff out, because what you want to do is you really want to focus on sharing your message with the world. You don't want to get too stuck on the behind the scenes tech piece of this, you know. And what you want to share first and foremost when you're getting out there is you want to share your story about why is this important to you. People want to know who you are, and I would really encourage you, you know, to take time to really let your audience know who you are, because there's that saying Emerson says, you know, who you are shouts so loudly in my ears I cannot hear what you say. So people want to know, who are you? Why is this topic important to you? You know, if you're sharing about corporate social responsibility, why are you doing that? You know, what's your journey? And I think sometimes we shortchange that and we think that, you know, we're going to share great content and people are going to come to us. But the reality is people are going to come to us because they like us, because they want to hear it from us. There really isn't anything new under the sun, as Ecclesiastes, you know, as they say in Ecclesiastes, there isn't anything new under the sun. But at the same time, your voice is what is new, right? Your voice is the differentiator. And in the case of video, when people can see you, they can trust you, and they're not looking for, you know, you don't need to be a model. You don't need to have the best lighting in the world. You don't need to have the fanciest video. What you do need to do is you need to authentically show up as yourself, be vulnerable, and tell your story. And that will start to build your audience. And of course, the nice thing about Facebook, and the reason I say I like Facebook Live, is because it is a great way to connect with the people who already are your friends. And then they can share that with their friends and you can build from there. Obviously, you can also create a page, and you can, like a business page or a group, and then you can create Facebook Lives that way as well. So lots of great stuff that you can do there. And I really like that. You know, there's also, of course, YouTube. You could create a YouTube channel. I mean, that's fine too. But what I like about Facebook that YouTube doesn't have is that, you know, if you have Facebook friends, if you already have a following, then day one on Facebook, you're already sharing with people, right? With YouTube, you have to You have to, you know, build that. You've got to build your channel from scratch, which again can be done, but it's just, to me, just not as quick. The other thing that I was talking about is podcasting. It's something that, you know, obviously if you listen to the show, you know, I'm very passionate about. And I do believe that podcasting is an excellent way to hone your voice. And it's been my experience that when people want to, for example, they're thinking about maybe writing a book, or they're thinking about, you know, could I turn this content into a webinar? Could I turn it into a series of trainings? You know, a podcast is a great place to put content out and, you know, free content, and start to get a following and be able to just share with people and see what the response is. And in that also, I think the other piece that I like about podcasting is that you can kind of find your own voice in a very low pressure way. If you start off, right, and you say, okay, I've never talked about this subject before, and now I'm going to do a three-day paid seminar where people are going to pay me $1,000 to speak. I think, you know, in my experience, what can happen is, I mean, you start to get a little nervous, and because you haven't tried out the material before, your voice might not be as honed as you'd like it to be. So podcasts are a great place to, you know, it's a very low cost thing to do to get out there and put your podcast out there on iTunes and Stitcher Radio and Google Play and all those good places, and just start sharing content. The thing I think about starting as well, the other thing that I think about with starting is the idea of getting started and the inertia. You know, so many times I see people that I talk to who say, you know, I'm thinking about starting a podcast, I'm thinking about doing this, and yet time goes by and they don't do it. And, you know, I wonder to myself, well, what's going on? And I think it has to do with that, what I talked about before, that idea that all beginnings are hard, you know, that all beginnings are hard. But I think they're only hard if we create that story for ourselves that they are difficult, right? Because the thing that is great about beginnings is it's a time to be filled with excitement. I think it's a great time, you know, again, as of this recording, it's the beginning of the year, it's January. I think it's a really good time to think about beginnings. And again, beginnings have been on my mind just because in my own life, I have some new beginnings started. And like any kind of relationship or any business or any venture that we start out with, we have both, I think, excitement about the future, but also the fear, right? Also fear is about, well, what if I put something out there and it doesn't work? You know, what if I put out some videos or I do Facebook Lives and nobody watches them? Or worse yet, people do watch them, but then they criticize me about it, right? And they make fun of me, or they ridicule me, or they tell me that I'm wrong, or I get shut down in some way. What if I put a podcast out there and it's not what people want, or I think I sound terrible, or, you know, I get 13 episodes in and I realize that everything I've done before is crap. So I just want to say a little bit about that as well. And as you know, I do weave a lot of psychology into this. I hope to kind of weave in the practical and the psychological here. And, you know, one of the things that I remember, I had a psychology professor who said to us many years ago, he said, if something's worth doing, it's worth doing badly. And what he meant by that is, you know, if you have a passion for something and you really want to do it, it's worth tripping, it's worth stumbling. The belief sometimes is that I don't want to look foolish, right? We, as human beings, we get used to doing things and we get good at them, and we do those things over and over again, and we feel very confident about it. But then, you know, if we think to ourselves, you know, maybe I'm already an expert in relationships, but now I want to talk about working with, you know, I want to talk about something more spiritual. And now I think, oh my gosh, I want to talk about spirituality. I'm moving from relationships to spirituality. I don't have the expertise, the perceived expertise that people view me as an expert in this. You know, who am I to be doing this? And then the fear sets in, right? And every time you go to sit down and do that podcast, or every time you say, okay, I'm going to get out there, I'm going to do a Facebook Live, the fear sets in and you procrastinate. And that's totally normal. It's totally human. But the idea is, the problem is that if we don't get started, right? If we don't start, then we never have the opportunity to learn. And so the idea of, if something's worth doing, it's worth doing badly, is really about the idea that if something's worth doing, at some point you got to jump in. And think about anything that you've ever started, right? Any, you know, learning to drive a car or your first date or, you know, even just, I have a daughter who is 9 months old now, and I see her trying to crawl. And it's really funny because she is doing it very, very badly and very poorly. She gets up on her hands and knees so she can pop up and do that. And then she doesn't know what to do next. You know, she's just flailing around and she falls back on her face and she cries. And, you know, to her, I know that that's a tremendous struggle, but she keeps trying, right? She keeps getting up and she keeps trying. And, you know, she doesn't know exactly even, I don't think that she has any idea like, okay, I'm eventually going to crawl. She just knows that she has this instinct to do this thing, right? I have to get up and I've got to get up on all fours. And this is the next developmental thing I need to do. And then at some point in the near future, I believe she's going to start, you know, start creeping her way up, pulling herself up on things. And the same way, you know, she won't necessarily be able to say to herself, okay, now it's time for me to walk because that's where I am in my developmental series. But what she'll say to herself is that, you know, at some point she'll just have this urge of it's time for me to do this, right? And she'll fall and she'll fall and she'll fall. And guess what? You know, you're listening to this. If you're able-bodied and you're walking, you went through that process as well. And I went through that process. But when we're little, we don't have that same ego attached to that process of falling and learning and falling and learning. We just start new things because we have the instinct to do it as human beings. And I think it's the same way, you know, if you're at a place where you've been doing one thing and you've been, you know, you're really good at this one thing, but you feel that it's time to grow, it's time to expand out into whatever it is, right? Your time to expand out into a new topic, or it's time to expand out into a new area. That's a great opportunity for us to let go of our ego to an extent and put our content out there in the world and see what happens. And the reality is, you know, people always say to me, well, what happens if I'm not very good when I first start doing podcasts? And to which I say to people, I almost guarantee that you won't be very good unless you have a lot of experience with it. When I first started doing podcasting, I mean, it took me a year to get 100 listens. It was not something that I was particularly good at. It, you know, I remember in the beginning thinking, I'm going to give up on this. You know, that was now about 10 years ago. And yeah, I just said to myself, I'm going to give up. I'm not going to do this anymore because I'm not good at it. And then I realized basically what I'm saying to you that, well, how could I be good at it, right? I haven't given myself a chance to be good at it. I haven't given myself a chance to fall on my face and fall on my face. And that's really how, you know, if I've developed any skill in it, that's what it is, right? And every time I think that we reach a certain point in our lives, I think this is, I don't think we ever stop as human beings in terms of that developmental process of stretching ourselves. I think, you know, watching that as children, it's just more pronounced. But as adults, I think that we still have that instinct and that drive within us that says, you know, to be able to push forward. There's a saying in the Talmud that every blade of grass has an angel that whispers, grow, grow. And that's my experience, that if we stay too content, right? Let's say that you're writing a blog and you're sharing your voice, but you know, it's the same blog. You've been doing it for a while. You know, you do it, but you don't feel yourself to be pushing the envelope. You don't feel yourself, whether it's in the topic or whether it's in the content, the form of the content, you don't feel yourself to be pushing yourself. And then you start to feel this discontent. It's important to pay attention to that because it means that it's probably time for a new beginning. It's time for that new start, and it's time to push yourself in a way that, you know, not to take crazy risks or, you know, risks that are going to put you in some way in harm's way. But most of the kind of risks we're talking about when it comes to sharing your voice, what kind of risk are they really? They're ego risks, right? It's the idea that either we'll look bad to others, or maybe even more importantly, that we'll look bad to ourselves, you know, that we'll beat ourselves up for not doing things the way that we want to do them. So, you know, the practical piece of it is, how would I start? I would definitely start with video and audio. The other piece I would think about is, before you start, is to think about your audience too. Because if you're starting a new topic, you know, one of the things that can be difficult sometimes is if you start a new topic, sometimes the audience that you're talking to now may not be the audience that you that's going to follow you into the next thing. And that's hard, because if you then become, let's say that you have, I mean, I definitely have worked with people like this too. You know, let's say that you're an expert in divorce and you have a whole, you built a whole following around that. And at some point you say to yourself, I just don't want to do this anymore. I feel like I really want to talk about visibility. And all of a sudden you switch over and you start talking about visibility. Well, that audience that has followed you in divorce, you know, on the topic of divorce and being an expert in divorce, may not follow you in the next place, because that may not be their issue. And all of a sudden you've got to build up a new audience, and you start saying to yourself, this is crazy. Am I really going to do this? Am I going to walk away from everything I've built? Right. And again, I'm not telling you to walk away from it, but if you want to embrace this new thing, if you want to embrace something new, the people who came with you on the journey for as an expert in divorce may not come with you to be an expert in visibility. And so you've got to become a beginner again, right? You've got to go back to the beginning and become that beginner and build up a new audience and be willing to be humble, be willing to be vulnerable, and all those things. Believe me, I mean, I say this like, you know, as if it's so easy to do. You know, it's very difficult to do. I think it's extremely difficult. And I think what slips in, and the difference between, you know, watching my daughter kind of try and try and fall on her face, and it never really bothers her. I mean, if on Monday and Tuesday she falls and she doesn't crawl, on Wednesday and Thursday she's still trying again, because she doesn't know yet. She doesn't have the ability yet. That ego hasn't come in. But, you know, we as adults, we have that ego and we have that voice that says, don't do this, right? What are you doing? And I think it takes courage. I think it takes a lot of courage. And that's part of the reason I wanted to do this episode, is to encourage you to realize that fear that you might feel about trying something new or putting your voice out there in a different way, that, you know, that fear is completely natural and it's part of the process. And the other piece about it is that, you know, the idea of, well, what if I make a mistake, right? What if I make a mistake on live video? What if I make a mistake in my audio? Which, by the way, in a podcast, you could always, you know, you can always just edit that out. But in a live video, I guess you're out there. Well, the other piece about that is it's not a mistake. It's a learning opportunity, right? I mean, that's really the reframe. It's every time that you try to walk and you fall, and every time you walk and you fall, it's not that, for example, when you watch babies, you know, fall, they're not falling, they're learning. Now, it takes a lot of times, right? How many times do you have to fall before you can walk? It's quite a bit. And likewise, I think, how many videos do you have to do before you feel really proficient in your voice? How much content do you have to put out there before you really say to yourself, okay, yeah, that's my unique take on this. This is really who I am. You know, this is really what I have to say that's different than what other people have to say. This is the way that I say it that is really makes the difference between me and other people. You might not find that out for a year. You might not find that out for 2 years. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to go through that process and be uncomfortable and be outside of your, you know, what feels like what you already have in terms of being an expert? Are you willing to do that? I'll tell you why I think it's worthwhile. I think it's worthwhile because as human beings, our as long as we're alive, we have an opportunity to grow. And I think that we have an innate drive to grow. And when you think about why we have that drive, I believe, and this has been something that I've talked about since the very beginning of this podcast and is really central to my point of view, is the reason we have that drive is because the world needs something. It needs you to step up and do that thing, right? So, you know, as human beings, like, the reason that we have the drive to walk is because the world needs walking people. And by the way, the world needs people who are in wheelchairs and all kinds of things too. I don't mean to say it that way, but just to use that example, right? Or if you have the urge to start speaking, it's because the world needs us to speak, right? The world needs people speaking. And so likewise, if you feel this discontent within you, I will tell you right now that you could ignore that voice and you could say, all right, I'm not going to share content on that. I'm going to focus on this other thing and just keep doing this because that's what I do best. But inside, I really believe, and it's been my experience, that that will rob you of the joy of taking that leap. Because in the end, it's not going to matter as much where you end up. Rather, it's the process of connecting to your soul and asking yourself, what do I need to do? What am I called to do right now? And in that, that's how we discover the ever evolving truth of our voice. I don't believe that we only have, you know, one evolution of our voice. That has just not been my experience, that you only have one thing to say and you say that for the rest of your life. As you change, as you grow, as you experience more things, you may very well have new things to say to the world, and the world needs to hear what you have to say. So again, you know, my experience is, if you're just starting out, Facebook Live and podcasting, I think, are great places to start out with something new. Stick with it and, you know, challenge that voice that says that you're not doing well enough or that you can't make a mistake. And as always, remember, keep creating. The world needs your voice. Till next time, this is Doug Foresta. Thank you so much for joining me on Creating Change.